Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Sports Lounge. Well, it's actually the Fred Dreyer Show. We're here in the Sports Lounge.
Yeah, that's right.
He's the all-pro defensive end, the one and only Fred Dreyer. He's an acting iconic actor, and he was played, I don't know if you know this or not, played with the Rams for many years, and before that, the New York Giants. And I'm, of course, just Mike Horn. I just sit here and ask Fred questions, and he answers them, and away we go. How come I always look, when we do the video, I always look bigger than you? It's like the camera's like closer, and I kind of look like Andre the Giant.
The word you're looking for is girth.
Girth, is that the word?
That's the word you're looking
for. Well, you got some girth there, a little bit in there, but the Marymount College logo covers it. It's a deceptive thing.
Well, I have manly breasts.
Never mind. And you, I don't know where this is going, but I'm done with it.
I'm going to email you to tell you what's wrong.
That's it. I'm telling you. We're good. We got a lot to talk about. We got a guest today, Matt Young, the situational lefty, the wonderful pitcher who played for the Red Sox, played for Oakland, played for the Dodgers. He played for a lot of different teams, and he is going to be here and talk about his career and talk about baseball in general. We're going to talk. We're going into the winter meetings. What teams need what? And I also saw that that special, that frontline special on PBS on the Astros cheating scandal. Those Astros.
That news
got no need and use for them.
So far behind my initial
thought process. We didn't think it was as bad as it was.
No, I did. I knew it was bad as it was.
I'm telling you.
And I got the tape to prove it.
Well, I'll tell you, that's our show.
I want that guy fired. You know, I want that. I'm going to send Matt to Houston and drag him off that horse he's been riding around.
You're talking about the shipping magnate, Jim Crane?
Yep.
I don't like that guy. He's the owner of the team, and I think he's evil. And
he's a corporate crud.
He really is. Shipping magnate that came in and destroyed baseball, and now all the teams are doing this kind of a similar stuff.
After they warned him the first time year before.
It's Rob Manfred. He's not much of a baseball commissioner because he works. He gets paid by the team owner, so he's not going to do anything to buck the trend.
Well, no other owner is going to stick up.
That's it.
For justice, anyway, no matter how you cut it.
Should be a good show. I would stay tuned if I were you. We'll be right back here. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. Thanks so much for joining us.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 800-785-9618. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-785-9618 and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a two-night, three-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 800-785-9618 right now to schedule your tax-deductible vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-785-9618. Now.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com. Or call 720-600-6040.
Fred Dreyer here, the Heartburn Hunter. You know, when you're young, your immune system is strong. But as you get older, coffee, alcohol, and fast food makes your body acidic. But now there's Balance 7. In just 3 days, it starts diluting the acid buildup in your body. 3 1-ounce drinks a day is all you're going to need. Are you tired of just being sick and tired? Balance 7 is the answer. You'll notice less joint discomfort, more energy, and heartburn is no longer a problem. You'll feel younger and healthier with more mental clarity. I know because I use it every day. Right now, try Balance 7 and get 15% off your order. A free bottle of My Smooth Skin, free shipping, and a money-back guarantee. So you have nothing to lose, folks. Call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. That's 800-793-9039 or visit balance7.com, code word Fred. Call 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Welcome back here. We are in the sports lounge with the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
And, Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen.
Going to be a good show for you today. We got a good guest here coming up. We've had this gentleman on the show before, and he's a better known as a situational lefty. He's an iconic baseball pitcher, a left-hander. Good one. Got a good fastball. Went to had some Tommy John surgery. Recovered from that. Pitched like crazy. Paid. He was signed by the Mariners and played for the Los Angeles Dodgers. He played for Oakland. I think he was with the Boston Red Sox. I had a birthday party at my house. This gentleman happened to bust through the party and got in there. That's how I met him.
Yeah, that was an interesting situation.
Yeah, he just showed up. His name is Matt Young, and there was a guy there, a doctor. He says, I didn't get a chance to talk to him, but then I went home and researched him, and I found out he was with the Boston Red Sox and pitched a no-hitter. And this guy apparently is a Boston Red Sox fanatic, and I'm glad Matt Young didn't have to talk to Dr. Dan because...
Oh, Dr. Dan?
Yeah, Dr. Dan would have never let him go. Matt Young, welcome to the broadcast.
Michael, Fred, hello.
Hello, Mike. It was good to see you the other day.
Yeah, Matt, you're the best.
Hey, and happy belated birthday, big shooter.
Hey, thank you so much. Feels good to be even younger than I was before. I go backwards on my birthdays. No, there was a doctor at that party, and he says, I didn't know because you. One of the big milestones of your career is you pitched a no-hitter in a losing effort. Am I correct? Tell the story to our fans about this.
You are correct, sir. It's happened, I believe, 2 times in the history of baseball. And, you know, that's what, you know when they say walks will kill you?
Yes.
That's what happened.
Yeah. How many walks did you have in that game?
I believe I had 6.
6 walks. And there was an error, I believe. Wasn't there an error at shortstop that let some runs come in?
No, it was I walked Kenny Lofton twice, and he stole second and stole third both times.
Wow. Holy smoke.
He scored on a ground ball to short, and he also scored on a sacrifice fly.
I guess the order of the day would to keep Kenny Lofton in the dugout.
That would be... Or hit him in the leg so he couldn't run.
Yeah.
Genius on your move there, Fred Dreyer, because you could become a baseball manager with that kind of deduction.
You know something? I read a lot of Pop Warner books.
You do?
Yeah, baseball.
Strategist extraordinaire.
Yeah. It's good. So that was a big deal. But you didn't get credit for the no-hitter, as I recall, because you guys were the visiting team or you're the whatever, and you didn't get to you didn't have to pitch the ninth inning or whatever. Is that correct?
Well, I didn't have to. They wouldn't let me. I wanted to go back out for the ninth to make it an official no-hitter. But
why wouldn't they let you?
Well, the Indians had already won. They were celebrating in the clubhouse.
Oh, brother. So the game was called at the end of eight innings? What was the deal?
Well, we hit in the Red Sox hit in the top of the ninth.
Oh, I got you.
Didn't score any runs.
Gotcha.
Didn't score any runs.
Huh. Yeah, so the game's officially over, but it should still be a no hitter, shouldn't it?
Well, you would think so. Hey, there's a little caveat, little known caveat to this.
Yes.
I pitched the first game of a doubleheader.
Right. Oh, so it's a doubleheader. Who pitched the second game?
He's going to tell you.
Mr. Roger Clemens threw the second game of a doubleheader.
Never heard of him.
And he threw a two-hit shutout.
So this guy Clemens, whoever he was, he gave up two hits. You gave up no hits. And did Clemens win or lose the game?
He won 2-0.
He won 2-0.
That's what happens. Fred, to your chagrin, he kept Kenny Lofton in the dugout.
See? There it is.
Genius, Fred. I told
there
you.
There it is. Give me the right-hander any time of the day. I know you're a situational guy, Matt. But
you would have thought I'd told this story before.
Yeah.
To Mike, anyway.
That's right.
So a little-known trivia question.
Yes.
What two pitchers hold the record for the least amount of hits ever given up in a doubleheader?
Roger Clemens and Matt Young.
Yes.
There you go.
You've done it again, Mike.
We split. We went 1-1.
That's it.
We give up two hits in 18 innings, and we go 1-1.
That's a pretty good record. That is a Hall of Fame thing that should go on. As you, Fred Dreyer, with
yes.
your two safeties in one game in the same quarter.
Is that right?
Against two different quarterbacks, both of you guys should be in the Hall of Fame. Matt, you go into the Football Hall of Fame. Fred, you go into the baseball. Let's get you in at least that way.
Yeah, we'll raise some hell when we get there.
Yeah. That's a big. Didn't you? Did you end up giving the ball to the Hall of Fame or something though, Matt? Something was. I remember something about that.
I did. I gave the ball and my hat to the Hall of Fame. And I've actually in my house. I've got a nice framed note from the Hall of Fame thanking me for my generous gift of my hat, and I also signed one of the baseballs.
What do you think of Andre Dawson wanting to change hats?
Yeah, Andre
for the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he's in the Hall of Fame, and they got him in with an Expos hat on. He wants to change it to a Cubs hat.
Well, I would think that you make a decision. There's not too many Expos in the Hall of Fame.
There's no Expo team.
There's no Expos anymore.
No, I understand that, but. But I would think that there's probably, I'm trying to think, maybe Tim Raines could have been an
Gary Carter, maybe, huh?
Well, he spent most of his time with the Mets.
He did?
I would think
really?
He went as a Met.
Yeah,
I know
maybe
Tim
you're
Raines
right.
spent a lot of time at the White Sox.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
I think you should be able to pick who you want. Like Mike Piazza just tore my heart apart. He didn't go in as a Dodger. He went in as a Met because the Dodgers unceremoniously traded him to New York.
Well, I would, too.
You would have gone in as a Met?
I wouldn't go in and have to talk about the Dodgers dumping me for – what are they talking about? He's a Met. Just completely wiped the Dodgers right out of the conversation.
That's Fred Dreyer's thought. Matt Young, your thought on that?
I think you should be associated with whatever team you would like to be associated
yeah,
with.
Yeah, you get to have an opinion about where you go, don't you? I mean,
I would think so.
Gosh.
Yeah. Well, in this Andre Dawson, he if you look at his numbers, I mean, for God's sakes, he was 11 seasons with Montreal. He hit .285 with 225 home runs and 838 RBIs, selected three times of the All-Star Game, won the National League Rookie of the Year Award in 1977. He played six seasons with the Cubs, won a 1987 National League MVP Award. He batted .287 with 49 home runs, 137 RBIs. He also played 2 years each for your old team, Boston, and for Florida, retiring in 1996. Plus, when he was with the Cubs, he had Harry Caray announcing for him.
Personal and announcer.
And Mr. Steve Stone is his color commentator.
That's correct. Wow. Nobody gives Steve Stone. Everybody talks
they don't
about
give him
Rick
enough
House.
Credit. They don't give him enough credit.
Talk about Harry Caray. Nobody mentions Steve Stone. That's it. Just like Vin Scully. Does anybody still remember the great Jerry Doggett?
I love
Jerry
Doggett.
Ross Porter.
Ross Porter was there as well, too. Don Drysdale. Come on, you remember Don Drysdale.
Who?
He was one of the greats. You loved Don Drysdale. You were a strapping. Matt, I don't know if you know this. I've mentioned this on the show a few times. Fred Dreyer in high school was a strapping right-hander, and he really could bring it.
Go, Fred.
Yeah, that's all. I brought it until I couldn't bring it anymore.
Do they have any video of you pitching, or did they?
No, that was before. That was in the day before cameras.
They used to have a guy that would do hand-crafted drawings of the pitcher.
Yeah, it was the Neiman. It was the Neiman of the era.
That's great.
And he was drunk, of course. Yeah.
Appeared in the old Philadelphia Flyer newspaper, I believe.
He looked like Mike, but he was just a tad bigger.
All right, we got Matt Young here. We're going to talk about the... Matt, are you doing like laundry or something today? We keep hearing noises and stuff in the background.
I'm actually out walking the dog.
All right. Keep walking the dog. We'll be back with more. Stay with us.
All right.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968, 800-817-2968, 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
We're back here. It is the Fred Dreyer Show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer, who is enjoying today on the show some cookies that are made with no sugar in them.
And apple juice.
Is it apple juice? Is that what's in them?
Yeah.
That's good stuff. And joining us here is our guest, our baseball analyst. He is our official analyst here on the Fred Dreyer Show. We're talking about the great left-hander Matt Young, played for Seattle, played for Boston, played for Oakland, played for the Dodgers as well. And Matt, before we get into our topic here today, you underwent Tommy John surgery. How long were you out after you went from the operation to coming back into the game? How many months? Oh, hold on a second. Now say it, Matt. I had your mic off. Go ahead.
There you go. I had the operation mid-September of 1988.
Yep.
And I was pitching back in the big leagues in early July of 1989. So
beautiful.
Literally about eight and a half, 9 months.
Now, can we get you to set up a phone call with Walker Buehler of the Dodgers to see if he's going to go for an unprecedented third year off from Tommy John surgery? What's the deal with that surgery of his? It sounds like it's a little wicked.
Well, unfortunately for him, he had it. The Dodgers drafted him in the first round knowing he had to have Tommy John surgery. So out of college, he had Tommy John surgery, and then he pitched or whatever he did in the minors and his 4 years in the big leagues, and unfortunately he had to have it again. And when he was trying to come back, he had a setback this summer. So unfortunately for him.
What would the setback be?
Oh, I would think, so what happens there, you form a lot of scar tissue,
mm-hmm.
and the scar tissue is very thick and it's not very pliable. Whereas your tendon and the tendon they put in is kind of sinewy, and so scar tissue forms around it. So he probably tore some scar tissue and it maybe re-damaged the tendon a little bit.
So it just
kind of put him in a position to where he probably would have had to press it to come back,
mm-hmm.
and Dodgers didn't want to risk it.
Yeah, that's what happened with me in my career. I was really a good physique, kind of a Charles Atlas type, and I got a little bit of scar tissue right in here after eating some bad bologna, and never quite recovered.
You had conflicting sausage, bologna, roast
beef. Yes, you've had that problem before. It was a GI condition. That's why I couldn't serve the country, so what can I tell you? All right. So anyway, you came back.
They call that an esophageal issue.
Thank you very much, both of you. All right. By the way, I'm Michael Horn. That's Matt Young, our guest, and Fred Dreyer there. We bring on a man who called you today, and he said, "I'm the producer for the show." It's like producer. He's the operation director extraordinaire here at CRN, but apparently he is in awe of you. Matt, and his name is Mike Gary.
Well, I guess he doesn't know me that well.
It was very nice to meet you. Met you in person, Matt. It was so nice to talk a little bit of football and baseball, all sports really, with you and Ronson, Fred Dreyer. I had a lot of fun. So it was so nice to meet you, and thanks so much for coming on. Appreciate it.
Thanks for being with us.
You too.
Thanks for being with us, Matt. Now, Fred apparently has to.
I got to close my.
Okay, you go take care of that right now, because we're going to have, since Mike Gary is here. I don't know what's going
Fred
on.
Fred Dreyer, it's a little bit cloudy here, out here in the Northwest Valley, and Fred brought the Bentley in today, and he didn't want the rain to get in and mess his quilted interior up in the Bentley, and so he went out there to raise the windows up real fast.
Well, let's talk, if we can, Mike, you brought this up first. I heard about the Frontline special. It's on PBS. You can see it now, everybody, if you go to YouTube, I think.
Yeah, you can watch it directly on YouTube, or if you have the PBS app on your Roku or on your smart TV, you can watch it there as well.
Matt Young, have you seen the Frontline special about the cheating scandal of the Astros?
I have not. I don't need to see it. I know what they did.
I'm telling you, I heard about it. Ron Say does a show here on our network at CRN. Ron Say's livid about this. He's upset. Fred Dreyer claims he told you about it first. Well, who knew it first, you or Fred?
Fred was the first one to bring it to my attention. And then I watched it that night. And then my own social circle, it spread like wildfire. We were on a text chain. We all watched it pretty much the same night. And if I'm reviewing my text right now with my high school buddies, all of us, it's just filled with expletives and emojis regarding different bodily functions because we were so upset, not only about how the Astros, the hated and vile Astros, have sullied the league, sullied the history of baseball going back to 1890, but also what they did to our beloved Dodgers in 2017. And also what really was galling to me about watching the Astros documentary is it opens up about a pitcher, I can't recall his name right now, who faced the Astros, who got lit up in the ninth inning because of this trash can banging, sign stealing crime. He was released the next day.
Okay, so you got two conflicting stories there. The guy you're talking about is a Toronto pitcher.
Correct.
Who needed to get one out, and he couldn't get the out. They lit him up, as you mentioned. And then later on, we'll talk about the White Sox pitcher that figured out what was going on.
Yes.
So here's the thing. It all starts with this guy, Jim Crane, who is the owner. Welcome back, Fred. We missed you from the show. You can join us a little bit. We settled something, by the way, Fred, while you were gone. And you look like you're stepping a lot easier now. It's really nice.
You got a spring on your step there, Fred.
You look pretty good. But get next to that microphone there, Fred. There
I'm right here, buddy.
So you were the one that saw this Frontline special first. And it opened up with, talking to Jeff Luthnow, the general manager of the Astros, who was talking about it. But the guy who hasn't talked about it that much is the owner, Jim Crane, who's a shipping magnate. He bought the Astros. They were a stinky team in Houston, and he said, we're going to win at all costs. And Mike Gary, that's where it all started.
Yeah, Jim Ichabod Crane. He was he's a shipping maggot, like you said. And one thing that I think is so fascinating about this Frontline documentary is it kind of has two themes. It has the themes about the violent, hated Astros being cheaters, but also the takeover of analytics in the baseball operations itself, where Ichabod Jim Crane was bringing in MBAs and computer scientists and econ professors to run his front office rather than baseball people. And I think if you had baseball people in the front office, they would have put a stop to this because I think there's an integrity of baseball people and sportsmen in general. Whereas if you have guys, who've got a 1600 in their SATs, went to MIT and went to Harvard grad school, they don't care. They don't care about the history of the baseball. All they care about is making a salary, a very nice salary, and winning games. They don't care about the history of the game or anything else for that matter, ethics or morals.
It's all about Matt. Is it all about winning when you're playing baseball?
When you're playing baseball, everything revolves around wins.
How about football, Fred? Same thing. Football?
Not necessarily. No.
What do you say? Why do you say that?
I'm kidding you.
Okay, good. Thank you. All right. So this guy Mike Fiers was the guy I believe that was. Who was the guy that was pitching for Toronto? Do we know, remember the guy's name that pitched there? Got lit up by the Astros?
I can't recall his name. I'll get my crack research staff to look that up right now.
Take a look and find out. Bolsinger, that's who it was. Mike Bolsinger was pitching. He's a reliever. He came in there, needed to get one out. It is somewhere in the game, and they just hit him like crazy. They took him out of the game. They released him after the game, Toronto did, and he's out of baseball due to this cheating. And then the guy from the White Sox is out there, and he noticed when he's pitching, this is late in the season, he's pitching, and every time he's throwing a changeup, and there's not that many people at the stadium because it's a night game and was in the middle of the week, and he hears the... He hears the thumping on the trash cans, and he finally calls the catcher out, and he says, I think they've got our signs over there. Close your eyes for a second, and you're on the mound, and all of a sudden you see the signal for a changeup, and then you hear this. That's what you hear. And then you stop and you take another, and the guy's looking there, and then the next thing you know, it's called for a changeup again, and you hear. And it's loud. You can hear it in the whole thing. And so he's the one. As soon as that was discovered, they took the monitor down. They took everything down to kind of hide everything over there. These guys were out to cheat. Fred Dreyer, you saw that. What do you think?
I saw it, and I couldn't believe that when I saw it. Of course, I saw a little clip of it. But they were cheating a year before they cheated at the Dodgers.
Well, and apparently Major League Baseball, the commissioner, Rob Manfred, wrote a letter to all the teams saying, don't cheat.
Yeah, and he wrote back in the letter and said, gee, I'm really sorry, it'll never happen again, and all the while knowing that it's gonna happen again.
Yeah, and the commissioner gave the players immunity. This is the worst case of immunity since Sammy the Bull Gravano, because the players were the ones that were doing it, but they didn't want to mess with the Players Association. They didn't want to get in a big labor dispute, so they gave the players immunity for blatant cheating and put it all on the front office, but not Jim Ichabod Crane. He is still doing perfectly fine.
Well, Jim Crane, the owner.
You know that completely negates the collective bargaining agreement.
Oh, very good point.
There is now no reason at all for players to be under contract. They're all free agents.
Yeah, you're right. Danny Farquhar is the guy that was pitching for the White Sox and discovered...
Danny Farquhar, yes.
You know him, Matt?
Yeah, I know who he is. Yeah, the other interesting thing is they're right. I mean, and this Bullsinger, obviously he'd had a bunch of bad games prior to that, and that was just kind of the straw that broke the camel's back. But think how much money these guys made that all of a sudden a 260 hitter hits 290.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. We're going to take a quick break, come back with more. It is the Fred Dreyer Show. Matt Young is with us. We got Mike Gary. I'm Michael Horn. And, of course, the one and only, ladies and gentlemen, Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Hey, I came as fast as I could. What's wrong?
Everything's okay. I just need you to know I'm glowing up.
You just texted SOS Get Here Now.
And I stand by that because I switched to Cricket and got the all-new Motorola Razr. I have entered my flip era, and I am glowing up.
I'm going to go back home.
I support that.
Switch to Cricket and get the all-new Motorola Razr for $199.99. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Must open a new line on a $60 a month voice plan. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
Honey, come here, quick!
What is it?
Shh, check it out. All these highly rated wines are under $20. Total Wine must have made a mistake.
Nope, they always have the lowest prices. Oh, remember that amazing rosé your sister brought over last week? See, it's right here.
Whoa, that's a low price. I mean, whoa, that's a low price.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Kia America honors veterans by connecting highly trained former military technicians with meaningful new careers at Kia retailers through the Kia Veterans Technician Apprenticeship Program, VTAP. Launched earlier this year in partnership with Educational Resource Systems Incorporated, the program is a U.S. Department of Labor and GI Bill approved national apprenticeship. Kia VTAP provides master-level trained veteran technicians with career access to hundreds of participating Kia retailers nationwide. Eligible veterans may also elect to receive a substantial monthly GI Bill stipend during their 12-month apprenticeship. Greg Silvestri, Vice President, Service Operations.
Kia VTAP is delivering skilled and experienced military veterans to our retailers during this period of unprecedented record sales and growth. I'm inspired by the quality and tenacity of these veterans as we honor them and all military veterans who served in the U.S. Armed Forces.
For more information, visit KiaVets.com. Sponsored by Kia America.
Are you looking for a guilt-free holiday season? Check out 100calsnacks.com. With 100% natural ingredients and no sugar added, these snacks are low in carbs, but high in protein and fiber, and absolutely delicious. You'll get a kick out of the chocolate brownies with ashwagandha, and use code NOGUILT for 25% off your order. That's the number 100calsnacks.com. Get the energy boost you need with a potent dose of superfood for just 100 calories. That's 100calsnacks.com.
Hi, what brings you to the clinic today?
Oh, the baby's not feeling well. I think she might have a fever.
Ah, well, let's check her temp with the Exergen thermometer. You're right. These Exergen thermometers are very accurate. Reads 101.2.
Oh, gosh. Well, that Exergen thermometer sure is fast and easy to use.
Yes, and many doctors recommend Exergen for home use.
Exergen thermometers, backed by over 100 clinical studies, are available at Walgreens and participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Welcome back here. It's the Fred Dreyer Show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the iconic actor from Hunter, by the way. And along with Fred, we've got Matt Young, former Dodger baseball pitching great. Played, of course, for the Seattle Mariners, the Boston Red Sox, the Oakland A's, who, by the way, are moving to Las Vegas, Matt. And I understand they've got some kind of a renegade league called the Oakland Bees that are going to take over for him in Oakland.
I haven't heard that. The Oakland Bees, huh?
The Oakland Bees.
I know the stadium in Las Vegas, what I read, isn't going to be available until 2028. So
where are they going to play?
I would think the Oakland Alameda Coliseum would be happy to have them.
I would think so, too.
4 more years.
Yeah, we'll find out. All right, so we're talking about this Frontline documentary that you can see now on YouTube. Just go down and search Frontline/Frontline Astros, and you can take a look at it. The Astros' Edge, Triumph and Scandal in Major League Baseball. They wanted to win at all costs. This Jim Crane, who's a shipping magnate, buys the Astros. Get this guy, who had no sports background as a general manager, Jeff Luthnow, is the general manager, and they bring in the AJ Hinch is the manager. He's back in baseball. Luthnow and
he just took AJ some time Hinch, off. He took some time.
Yeah, they were suspended for 1 year. That was it. And Carlos Beltran, who apparently masterminded some of this stuff, along with, I don't know, Alex Cora. These guys were suspended as well. Beltran was going to manage the Mets. Alex Cora, former Dodger, was away from the Red Sox. He's back there again. These guys, for my money, and Faye Vinson said it in this Frontline documentary, he would have suspended and dumped them all out of baseball. Matt Young, what do you think? For the integrity of the game, I think this stinks the way everybody got off scot-free.
Well, what happened to the White Sox in the old 1919
banned
scandal?
Banned from baseball. Banned. And listen to this. They talked to the guy who was putting the cameras up there to see what the signs were, and then pounding on the trash can, and he made $45,000 salary a year, and he got voted a full salary share for the World Series. You know what he got? $450,000. He was the camera guy. You can imagine what the players got after cheating. They should take that World Series away from the Astros.
1919. Those are 1919 dollars.
Yeah.
That tells you how valuable the information he was giving to the players was. For them to vote him a full share.
And he would do anything they asked him to do, Matt.
But that's coming out of their pocket.
Yep.
So a full share to him means less to each player.
Fastball's coming. Watch out. I'm telling you. So this, the whole thing stinks. And Manfred doesn't, he doesn't penalize anybody. The integrity of the game, I don't care if you're being paid by the owners or not. You've got to keep the integrity of the game. I think it's, Fred.
It was
handled terribly by him.
Yes.
This
just illuminates how fake the relationships between owners and players have always been in all sports. They're kidding themselves if they think we have a respectful relationship with each other and we're doing this for the integrity of the game. Matt, and you know this, as a player who all of this stuff that is being talked about for Hall of Fame consideration in individual players, Barry Bonds and Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire, et al. All of that stuff is a moot point now. None of it has any play at all on the American sports scene.
Right.
And nobody talks about it. Nobody brings it to heed, and you're stuck now with a pathetic Faye Vincent. Why hasn't someone
Rob Manfred, Faye Vincent is the old guy.
Yeah. He's a good guy.
Yeah, he's the good guy. He would have suspended everybody and thrown them out of the game.
God rest his soul.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's amazing stuff.
I think each player should have received the suspension. They should have avoided the World Series. It maybe not awarded to the Dodgers, but, you know, put an asterisk by that year, and nobody wins it that year. But, you know, these guys cheated. They still have their ring. They can still say that they're World Series champs.
Yeah.
Well, they are, because nobody did anything.
Nobody did anything about it. And they, the Yankees, other teams in the American League got cheated by these guys. This went on for a couple of years. And I know one major league executive, and he'll remain nameless and so will the team, but he came up with a great idea. He says every time that the Astros play us, we should come to town and have and give away free Cheetos to everybody, because it'd be Cheetos night. And I think everybody should talk about these Astros every time they come to town. They are nothing but bona fide cheaters. As long as Jim Crane owns them, they should force him. Fred, you mentioned this, like they did the guy with the Clippers. They should force him to sell him the team and divest himself of it.
Yeah, Sterling.
Don Sterling,
you know, was
from the Clippers.
Was a naughty guy.
Yep.
But not in any way compared to these guys. To the Astros, these guys really went overboard, and nothing has happened, and nor will it ever happen.
Sterling just has poor character.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, he cheated.
He didn't shoot any hoops.
Yeah, that's true. All right, let's get into the winter meetings here. We got this, everybody going to try to sign Shohei Ohtani. They're talking about all this. What about this other guy, Yoshinobu Yamamoto? He's another pitcher from Japan, and apparently this kid did pretty well here. He's only 25, and he's coming off a campaign this year, 2023 campaign. He was 16-6, 23 starts, struck out 169 hitters against 28 walks in 164 innings. That's pretty damn good there, Matt Young.
Yes, it is. And we know now that being a good pitcher in Japan does translate to the big leagues.
Yes, it does. Yeah, you bet it does. And how about Hideo Nomo?
Yeah, how about Hideo Nomo? Yeah. He was the 1.21 ERA, by the way, for Yoshinobu Yamamoto. I kind of like Masanari Murakami was my favorite.
San
Francisco Giants. He was a reliever.
Yep, that's right.
Good stuff over there. So, all right. So, what do we think? What are they say that the Mariners, your old team, is in need of offense? What do you think, Matt? What are they looking for?
Well, I'm sure they'd love to sign Ohtani. A great situation there. Oh God, now I'm trying to blink.
They got that third baseman. they traded Eugenio Suarez hits 84 home runs last three seasons, and they got this Carlos Vargas and a backup catcher, Sebi Zavala. So that's one move they made. But the Red Sox also, they're saying that the new chief baseball officer took over for Bloom there, Craig Breslow. He needs to prove that he can upgrade the team's roster, and they're looking for pitching at the Red Sox. I think everybody's looking for pitching now, Matt. You need to come out of retirement.
It is. You know what? If they don't use me until the end of September, I'd be fine.
You know the white satchel page.
Come back and keep pitching. The Giants, they've got, the Farhan Zaidi, he's their baseball operations guy. And they say they're looking at Ohtani. Yamamoto and Cody Bellinger. They're always trying. Zadi's always trying to get some ex-Dodgers on the team. What do you think? You think Cody will continue to play well?
Well, I got to think. I mean, I don't think his comeback performance was a fluke. I think he's a good enough athlete to back up whatever it is he did.
Matt, what do you think?
Well, I just think he got a little stubborn. You know, it happened.
Yeah.
And you figured you had two or three really, really good years early on, but people figure you out. And if you don't make baseball is a game of adjustments. So, you know, any sport's a game of adjustments. If you don't make adjustments, you're not going to last very long in this league. So,
well, he took a lot of heat with the Dodgers. We're talking about Cody Bellinger. And by the way, Matt Young is our guest. That's Fred Dreyer and Michael Horn. And so here's my thought process on that. Talk about your cheating. How about the shift? That killed Cody Bellinger's career. They moved everybody where he was going to hit the ball, and he never got any hits. This last year with the Cubs, all of a sudden the shift is gone, and Cody Bellinger comes back to life. I think that the shift is a cheat. Your thoughts, Matt?
No, Mike. The high fastball killed Cody Bellinger's career.
That's true. Okay, all right. That might have been a problem. Okay. But there was a part of the shift there. What are the Yankees going to do? The Yankees always have a winning season, and they really only had 82 wins last year. What are they? Fred, start with you. What do you think?
Who, the Yankees?
The Yankees, yeah.
They had 82 wins?
Yeah.
Well, they
their fewest
no,
over well, they, 162
they didn't have,
games.
They didn't have anybody to bring up.
Yeah. Matt, are you at a baseball game or something? I hear the PA announcer in the background. What's going on there?
You got the submarine out for a
what
ride?
What is happening, Matt?
I'm at happy hour now.
Oh, thank you very much. All right, so happy hour at this time. It's good. Anyway, we're getting Vladimir Guerrero Jr. The Blue Jays are getting calls about somebody wanting him, Vladdy Jr. And what about Bregman? He was involved in the cheating scandal, third baseman for the Astros. Apparently, he might be available because he's due a $30.5 million final year of his contract payment.
Well, we got to make sure he gets that money.
No, we don't. If I was a team, I wouldn't touch him. Would not. And Juan Soto, is he going to be traded from the Padres?
I think one of those guys has to go, either Soto, Tatis, or Machado. And
probably Soto.
They planned on these guys getting along, and money wasn't going to be the reason they got along.
Well, Soto's in his final year of arbitration. So going to be like $33 million, they think, something like that.
Yeah, and then he'll leave, just like Cody, and then he'll perform, and they'll pay him again.
Then you got the White Sox. They got a guy named Dylan Cease, and the Dodgers apparently, along with some other teams, are looking at this guy. He's a right-hander, and we'll see what happens with him. His name is Dylan Dylan Cease. What do you think?
Well, they should, before they do anything, they should cease and desist.
What was that, Fred? What do you think they should do, Fred? Say that again.
Fred. They should cease and desist.
Good, okay. Okay. Yeah, they'll probably close that down. That's good. All right. Matt Young, you're the best. Thanks for being with us. We'll let you get back to happy hour
because
I can hear the ice is chipping there. Can we follow you anywhere? You got a website, or can we follow you anywhere?
Nope, I'm good. You just follow me on this show every time you call.
Yeah, well, we have Matt on at least once a month here to go ahead and clear the air on baseball. Matt Young, thanks so much.
Thanks, fellas. Good talking to you.
Thanks a lot for being on the show, Matt.
Fred, can we have you back on the show, too?
What would be my time?
Yeah, we'll be right back in just a few minutes. Stay with us. Final segment coming up.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. That's 800-390-5160.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
All right, we're back. Thanks for joining us here in the Fred Dreyer Show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. Got to say hi to a couple of people that are out there. Charles saying hi. Lee, Cleveland, Ohio. Everybody's freezing. Ingrid says New Jersey is freezing. Lori says Iowa, cold. Alabama is cold. Rachel says Birmingham is terrible out there. By the way, our Thanksgiving was great. Thanks for all your comments to everybody. Nebraska, Bruce says it's also freezing in New Mexico. So
everywhere but Southern Cowboy.
Winter has made an early appearance, according to John in Pleasantville. It's really something there. Kathy says Lawndale is nice. So get over there. All right, we have Pamela sends in pictures from time to time, and we want to talk about an episode, a Hunter show that she saw with Sergeant Terwilliger and Captain Kane in it, and those played, of course, by Captain Lester Kane, played by Arthur Rosenberg, and Bernie Terwilliger, James Whitmore.
Just let me stipulate something.
Please, yes.
Right off the bat. Arthur Rosenberg did a great job as the captain. All of this, Bernie Terwilliger was put in there to get us through the storylines until they decided they would hire a great captain, and that was Charlie Devane. He hadn't come aboard yet, but these two guys right here did a good job holding down the fort.
Arthur Rosenberg is the Kane, yeah. Captain Kane, yeah, that's good. Good stuff. Good pictures on there. Pamela, thank you so much for sharing those with us. That's really good. All right, that's our show. And by the way, Fred, final thought for you. Apparently Aaron Rodgers is going to start rehabbing on the field. He's not cleared to play yet, but he's going to go and return to practice 11 weeks after surgery for his Achilles.
Yeah, and he's decided he's going to come back before his time is up, right?
Well, he says it's going to depend on if the team is still got a shot, and and what the doctors say. Yeah, well, take it easy there, Aaron. That's all I got to say. We need you around for a couple of more seasons. You know,
stay off the turf there.
Take it easy,
my friend.
All right, that's our show. If you miss anything, please log on to our website, which is thefreddryershow.com. Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email him, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Final thoughts from you, Fred?
It's a great year, and we're so glad that you've been with us. Thanks to Matt Young. God bless. See you next time.